this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid. You guys saw world history altered yesterday in a fashion in which we have never seen before. We're going to break down the guilty verdict that came down from Manhattan, and we're going to talk about the implications that this will have for the future of America. We're going to also talk about President Trump's path ahead, Joe Biden's diabolical strategy here till Election Day, and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special and solemn and important Friday edition of the show today, and let's get this started, okay, in this very important episode by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is a thumbs up on the browser. That is a thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of the Rumble leaderboard because it is the only place that we belong, especially on a day like today, in a moment in our history like this. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. The country is on the line. And let's go. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York on this Friday, May 31st, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He has no guilty verdicts yet, ever, but you know what? At this rate, he's going to be guilty. I'm going to be guilty. We're all going to be guilty in Alvin Bragg's New York very soon. And you know what, Frankie? If I'm guilty of being a patriot, if you're guilty of being a patriot, give us the electric chair. We don't care. How you doing, Frankie?
It's just a sad, sad week in this country. And because of that, I have brought our beautiful Lola because we need a little cheer up on such an absurd day. But yeah, Lola's with us. She's going through it too. And we're going to get through it. It's insanity.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Let me tell you guys something. This is a dark day in our nation's history. It's the darkest day. I don't think you guys understand. They always try to act like these things are normal. It's a new normal. Remember the phrase new normal? They put that into your skull. They said it time and time again. They repeated the fact that these things happen and it's all normal and you shouldn't be overreacting and people shouldn't be mad. And if they're mad, well, then they're the right-wing fringe. And if you're upset, well, then you're an outlier, and that Trump support is dwindling when every single measure, both what you can hear and what you can see, that that's not real, that that's just a figment of your imagination, and that he's actually this bad criminal. And guess what? The first time that they bring him before a judge and a jury for a trial, they find him guilty of something in which nobody can identify what the actual underlying crime was. This all started with Judge Mershon giving out jury instructions. Jury instructions which were unprecedentedly vague. For the first time in the modern era, Judge Mershon would not give written instructions to the jury. They had to re-request, okay, the transcript of the instructions to muddle the waters in unprecedented fashion. He said that President Trump didn't have to be guilty, okay, of a unanimous of one crime, that people could agree on different things that he was guilty of, but as long as he was guilty, it would then be wrapped up into one guilty verdict if everybody thought he was guilty of something. We've never seen that before. And let me tell you guys something. Jury instructions matter. The judge's conduct matters. And the jury at this point shouldn't be given a pass. Oh, the jury just did what they did. It was a jury of the peers. Absolutely not. From the time the jury selection started to the time that people were listening to Judge Mershon and going along with the sham, from the time that Todd Blanch was making the motions and attempting to appeal things like the gag order, we knew this case had to fix him. And if you're going to do something so unprecedented as to convict and find guilty a president of the United States of America for the first time in United States history, well, it damn well better be a murder with a smoking gun. They told you he was guilty of this. They told you he was guilty of that. They dragged him through the media for 10 years. And this is what they got in their big moment. In the time where they have all lights on, we're going to convict him in the court of law, and he's guilty of what exactly? Nobody can tell you what the underlying crime is. If you went into the streets right now, into Manhattan, and you asked 100 people, what was President Trump found guilty of? I can guarantee you 99 out of the 100 could not identify it in a 10-minute ramble on analysis. Nobody can tell you what this man is guilty of. There is no underlying crime. But even what they are saying he's guilty of, I guarantee you the mass electorate right now, and that's what this is all about. It's about the mass electorate, and it's about a psychosis. It's about a mass psychosis of instilling in people that President Trump is a convicted felon running. They can't tell you what he's guilty of. The mainstream press can't tell you what he's guilty of. And technically, if we're parsing it and breaking it down, they allege and they say that he knew about the classification of a campaign finance expense that was billed as a legal fee. And in the drop-down menu in the Trump Organization records was put as a legal fee instead of something else because it was a hush money payment, which, by the way, is not illegal, but they built up the salacious story that it was a hush money payment, not a legal fee. And because of that misclassification on an FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission, not a state matter. There's no precedent for this being in state court whatsoever. There never was. And that's how we knew they were going to convict him. That's how we knew it wouldn't be a fair judge. That's how we knew it wouldn't be a fair jury. They picked Judge Mershon, hand-picked, Biden donor. We knew from the start it was rigged. We knew from the start there would be a guilty verdict. Because as the Biden campaign falls underwater every single day, more and more, worse and worse, as it happens, well, they need something. And they don't need to talk about ideas or an exchange of ideas or what Biden's done because he hasn't done anything substantive for the people. And let me tell you something. If people are celebrating this ruling today and if people still think Joe Biden's the guy, these people are far gone. I'm going to get to them in a minute and talk about the absolute state of affairs. So they are the enemy of us now. It's over. Bipartisanship and giving rhinos a pass because they do nice things in your community if they're your congressman. Fuck that. I'm sorry, but I'm done. Realize the weight of the moment you're in. Countries don't last for over 250 years. In the history books, usually 250 is the breaking point. We're at 248. Do you understand the moment you're in right now? Do you understand the hyperinflation? Do you understand the mass importation of the third world? Do you understand how they're making the justice system tantamount to that of the court system of a third world country? Study what they do. They rely on you knowing nothing. Because in foreign countries, they do this all the time. Opposition leader goes on trial for a crime against the government. Nobody can quite identify it. They have a judge. They have a jury. They do it. And it's a charade. So anybody saying, oh, well, you know, the jury made their ruling and Trump's going to win the appeal, but, you know, don't be mad at the jurors and, you know, the judge. Stop it. This is what they do in foreign countries and throughout history. They have nothing to say. They have nothing to run on. They have nothing that they can latch onto as an accomplishment because they don't want accomplishments for this country. They want to tank this country. So they got to keep it about Trump. Oh, Mike, you're just saying that. No, that's literally what the former White House press secretary said yesterday in the midst of this ruling yesterday. Frankie, roll Jeppesen.
Factor is they've started to draw the contrast. Obviously, the president is showing up in places. They have to move on from accomplishments and getting credit for accomplishments and make it all about the contrast of what a Biden and Trump presidency would be. You can see them moving into that stage, but I think there's a couple factors at play here, and it's really about bringing people home to who they pulled the lever for before.
Frankie, did she just say that Biden should be focusing on Trump now and not about issues? Are they telling us right now what this is all about? Are they just telling us at this point?
Yeah, it's
and by the way, I am going to maintain calmness. You know, it's funny, right before the show, my mom, Frankie, my dad, my friends, everyone said to me, Mike, don't yell. And I said, listen, I'm not gonna yell. I'm not gonna curse.
You've done all those dramatic things for effects.
Okay, it's out of the system. And for those of you also asking right now, I'm wearing all black today to symbolize the death of the country as we know it. Understand the weight of the moment. And the death of the country was always going to be via the hands of the type of people you would see day in and day out who fit the bill of people who you've read about, who you hear about, who people like me talk about. These are the low testosterone, mad at the world, revenge of the nerds, never had a chance, deeply ideologically, mentally disturbed. The people who have been out to get Trump since the phony Russia collusion hoax and the spying on the campaign and saying there was no there. Remember Leslie Stahl denying that out of pocket? Remember Norm Eisen? Okay, these are the same characters who have been out to get Trump for 10 years, a 10-year fishing expedition. And then they put people like Norm Eisen, who are literally the lowest basement bottom dwellers of the Democrat cesspool, people who are so blinded they will rip the country apart. They put them on TV and they pass them off as news commentators and people giving analysis. It's not analysis. It's a crime that they put these people on TV. Okay, Norm Eisen, Frankie Roll.
And here's what I discovered.
Yes.
That in the most serious FBR cases, a sentence of imprisonment is routinely imposed. This is the most serious falsifying business records case in the history of the state of New York. I think Alvin Bragg is going to ask for a sentence of incarceration, and I think Judge Mershon will very seriously weigh that.
So the special treatment, you're saying, would be if he were not given a prison sentence.
Right. And I think Judge Mershon will look at the case. We've debated this.
This is classic Democrat propaganda, third world fascism styles of projection. If anybody was involved in a matter like this and their name wasn't Donald J. Trump, they wouldn't have been persecuted in this matter. That's a fact. Barack Obama paid a fine to the FEC. And then John Edwards, remember John Edwards? I mean, he had like a legitimate crime, okay, with a legitimate cover-up. And it was a hung jury in that case. And it was in the federal level, not at the state level. Again, I'm still trying to figure out how a federal election commission matter is brought by the state court. And how an Obama donor, that's the judge, and the prosecutor who left the DOJ to go become an unpaid intern, that's Colangelo, and Alvin Bragg, who ran on the Get Trump label, how this is considered normal, and people like Norm Eisen say, well, if he doesn't get prison time, then that will be the special treatment. They will continue to rip it apart. The system, the norms, any type of unity. Remember when Biden said he was going to be a president for everybody? And it was going to be unity and get it back to normal. And right around the time on election day, they tried to shovel that and get you to believe it. Remember that nonsense? We said it would never happen. They said, lighten up, Mike. Did you think? You see how much they will rip it down and not care? They don't care. There's no depth. There's no bottom. The bottom is Venezuela. Here's Alvin Bragg saying he just did his job. Yeah, he did his job for Joe Biden with his instructions. Roll, Frankie.
I did my job. Our job is to follow the facts and the law without fear or favor. And that's exactly what we did here. And what I feel is gratitude to work alongside phenomenal public servants who do that each and every day. In matters that you all write about and make the press, and in lots of matters that you don't. I did my job. We did our job. Many voices out there. The only voice that matters is the voice of the jury, and the jury has spoken.
It's an unbelievable punt by Alvin Bragg. The jury and the jury has spoken. Could you imagine being on that jury? You're getting the instructions from the judge, which are unprecedented. They allowed Stormy Daniels to testify. What did she have to do? Is she an accountant? She testified in egregious fashion on things that on appeal, in a normal appeals process, would get thrown out. But the New York system is a joke now. The national system is a joke now. People were going on TV yesterday, and I was watching it, Frankie. All these people who were on TV, who were legal commentators, and this is on the right wing, left wing, any station. And they were saying, many of them were saying, that they've never seen anything like this. that the New York justice system used to be the pace setter for the rest of the country and the world. That it's a complex city. There was complex crime. A lot of things went down in New York. A lot of different famous historic trials which set historic precedents. But at the end of the day, it was always impartial and they always got it right. Until now. Until people started running on the get Trump. They campaigned on it. They got elected from it. Their livelihood is from it. But they can go do the trial and on an appeal ruling. Now we have to doubt if the New York appeal system will hold up. This is how broken it is. This is how bad they have sunk the propaganda into our mainstream of our society. Take a look at the New York Appeals Board. These are the judges. Think President Trump's going to win an appeal? And it's sad that we have to look at these judges and go, well, they might have just stocked the deck with people who align with a certain type of political persuasion. And it's sad that they've spent so much time manipulating and targeting certain types of demographic groups with disgraceful, lying propaganda, literal modern-day plantation-type techniques. Okay? It's emotional and mental abuse and warfare that they run on the black community, particularly black women. And this is the New York Appeals Board. Think Trump's going to get a fair shake? Think Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, Kathy Hochul, you think they're putting the thumb on the scale on this one? It's going to have to go to the Supreme Court. And in the Supreme Court, I believe President Trump will win. I believe President Trump can win in a Supreme Court appeal. I believe that at the end of the day, nothing will stick. However, it's not about a charge sticking. It's about their calculated gamble of them having nothing to talk about and nothing to run on. And a quote unquote commander in chief who is tanking our country in so many ways that are so egregious that you can't not call it intentional. That they need the badge of convicted felon. They need the narrative of Trump on trial. They need him off the campaign trail. They need Biden's talking points spoon fed to him. They need the mainstream press to say it ad nauseum that he's a convicted felon, convicted felon, convicted felon. That's what this is about. And the fact that they make it about that is the saddest part. Because while milquetoast weak Republicans today go, oh, well, you know, the system will hold up. He'll win on appeal. Guys, possession is 9/10 the law. They set a narrative and the days tick. You don't get the days back to win over the electorate. You don't get them back. With every day that passes, the election becomes one day closer. With every day the election becomes closer, their narrative that they're putting out there proves to be an election interference based narrative against Trump about him being a criminal. And then you better believe when push comes to shove and Trump overcomes all of this, because again, they're dragging it to make this closer than it should be. But when they get to a point when even in these acts of desperation, it doesn't work, then they are going to throw the country into mass chaos between Election Day when Trump wins and then when Trump is sworn into office. You think they're just going to let it go? This is Jamie Raskin. They're telegraphing it, guys. They are telegraphing what they will do to put their thumb on the scales as a body of Congress to not allow Trump to assume office. So it's interfering in the elections every single step of the way. That's their insurance policy to cover up for Biden's malfeasance and Biden's historically bad job. Trump still wins. And he overwhelms the fraud and it's too big to rig. Well, then they have their next contingency and the next fight on their hand. They're not going to let it go. The Congress will stand in the way. And if you don't think that they will, I say look from now to 5 years ago and ask yourself as a good person, as an optimist, which I am too, did you think they would ever sink it to this level? I didn't. But now we're here. And now I'm hip to what they're capable of. This is Jamie Raskin, Frankie Rowland.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that.
Okay, incited an insurrection. Hey, remember when the Democrats, when they don't get their way, they burn down cities? They burned down churches, they burned down buildings, they killed retired police officer David Dorn and many others defending their property. Were the insurrectionists? Are any cities burning down today? Are left-wing cities on fire? Is Alvin Bragg's house on lockdown? Has he been moved to a secure location? That in of itself defeats their phony narrative of saying we are insurrectionists. Are we being violent today? No. Now, they staged what they did on January 6th, but right now, when they're not staging anything, when they're just going pure election interference, is anybody doing that? No. And let me tell you something. They will, when Trump wins, seek to bar him from holding office on all of these technicalities. They'll try to keep them under 270 delegates with an RFK ploy, or they'll try to prevent them from getting into office because they're going to say, well, it's a convicted felon and he's got to go on an appeal and he was an insurrectionist. They will do everything they can, and they will then unleash the riot mob, the people who will burn down cities. So in our worst day, we're not burning anything, but when Trump wins fair and square, overwhelming every single semblance of fraud and every single thing, when he wins and overwhelms it, then they'll put out their people to go terrorize and burn down and create mass chaos as an intimidation exercise to prevent him from taking office. Do you see the sides and the battle lines being drawn so clearly right now? Do you see it in real time? We're not doing it now, but when Trump wins and overwhelms all this fraud, they're going to burn down the country between Election Day and when he gets sworn in and act like it's, you know, our crisis that we created. When in our worst day, we're not doing anything. We're just talking about it. These are sad and dark times, but I am optimistic and I remain optimistic for the future. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, the road ahead, what's going on, what Biden is engaged in right now, what he's covering for, how we got to this point. The show rolls on and we're just getting started. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, he's on fire today. How we doing, Mike?
Oh boy, listen, I've calmed down, okay, everybody, I got Frankie texting me, my mom, everybody, calm down, Mike, I'm calm, I'm doing great, just gotta, you know, give you guys the weight of the moment in which we're in. But listen, everybody, we love you and appreciate you for tuning in, and we have a great audience today, a historic audience, and it means a lot that you trust Frankie and I, you know, with the news in such pivotal days. If you're just tuning in, President Trump will be having a news conference at 11 o'clock Eastern. So when we're done with the show, President Trump's news conference will begin. So make sure you are tuned into that. And also make sure you support our sponsors who make all of this possible. They really do. And our first sponsor of the broadcast today are our friends on over at Patriot Cigar Company. And you know why I want to do Patriot Cigar Company first, Frankie? Because I was talking to the great Alan Jacoby before I went on the air today. And you know that Alan Jacoby is going to donate 5%. Again, we're giving you 25% off, but he is going to donate 5% of any proceeds to President Trump's campaign from now until the election.
That's huge.
Alan Jacoby has made a promise that he will donate 5% of the proceeds from Patriot Cigar Company to President Trump's campaign. I told you that Alan Jacoby is our guy and he's a great man. And he is going to donate 5% of whatever Patriot Cigar Company makes back to the Trump campaign. And I know he's already maxed out on his personal account, but he will keep donating, and he will take money that he makes and he will donate it to President Trump's campaign. So guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 25% off your order. Guys, this is a premium smoke for freedom loving patriots, 3 year aged premium Nicaraguan tobacco. Okay. Aged a minimum of 3 years. It is the smoke of Roger Stone, of the Tate brothers. Andrew Tate just said yesterday he was going to donate $200,000 to Trump and then mock the Democrats, reviving this stupid story about Trump saying that he used the N-word, which is, again, unsubstantiated modern-day plantation nonsense. So Tate's donating $200,000 to Trump. He's a Patriot cigar smoker. Ed Henry, so many other great people.
Lola.
So guys, go to mypatriotcigars.com right now and use promo code Crispy. Wow. Best shot of Lola ever.
Wow.
Okay. Lola is here. Lola saying, listen, everybody, I know everybody's upset, but calm down. I'm a cute, beautiful dog. Okay. So let's stay happy here with the Gucci collar. I mean, look at Lola, just looking absolutely adorable and perfect.
It's so funny.
Thank you, Lola, for brightening up. Thank you, Lola, for brightening up everybody's day here on the broadcast. We have to have a little bit of a light note on what is really a grim day for this country and this nation. All right, guys, and our next sponsor of the broadcast today, do not forget to support our friends and over at GoldWithCrispy.com, guys. That is Genesis Gold Group. Guys, go to Genesis Gold Group's website, GoldWithCrispy.com right now. That is GoldWithCrispy.com right now. And diversify your assets right now as the United States of America is literally crumbling in real time. And you better believe it is. If you don't believe it is, then what more do you need? You better believe the dollar is going to continue to tank and freefall as they continue to rip our country and tear it down into unrecognizable states. So you got to diversify your asset with the global hedge, okay? This is what the BRICS nations are doing. This is what they're investing in. They're literally making a new currency right now backed by gold. And so you need to diversify your assets in gold and protect yourself. And if you're totally invested in the US dollar right now, I got friends in finance right now who were telling me last night that, you know, many people are telling other people, why would you invest in a 401k right now? It's going to destroy the value of the dollar and then hit you with the 45% tax on capital gains at the end of the day. What's the point? So guys, you got to diversify your assets with things like gold. Gold has stood the test of time. The value of it continues to go up in direct correlation with the chaos going on in the country. So again, I'm not saying the whole portfolio, but take a piece of it and diversify in gold. And guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com. It is the official gold company of the great Mike Lindell. You guys know Mike Lindell only puts his name on the best, only the best products, only the best services. It is his gold company. Okay, so just as much you love your MyPillows and your products from there, when it comes to gold, it's the only gold company that Mike Lindell trusts. They are great faith-based patriots. Please go there right now and support this show and Mike Lindell, goldwithcrispy.com. Thank you very much. All right, Frankie, let's do a minute of live chats. And we're running a little over today, but we're going to make up for it. We got a great live audience. I'm very appreciative of it. Mariam, great to see you. Gotchik J, great to see you. Need to be in Jersey today with Mike and Frankie. You need some pet therapy. Adding a little levity with Lola. Absolutely. I mean, listen, I'm fired up today. It's because I love this country. And, you know, I've supported Trump since 2015. You guys know I've met the man several times, particularly a couple weeks ago in Wildwood, New Jersey. He was in amazing spirits. He's a great man. He's strong. He's put it all on the line for this country. He didn't need to do what he did. He didn't need to run. He'd be sitting at home right now, relaxing at Mar-a-Lago. But he truly loves the country, and he's truly all in on saving this country. So shout out to President Trump. And I'm telling you right now, people are asking about his campaign finance, and I guarantee you he's setting records. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. People love Lowell. They're very happy Lowell's back. Bad Moon, great to see you. People are saying if Mike stops yelling, then I'm leaving. I mean, I'm going to try to be serious and stern, but not blow out your eardrums. Yes, Frankie, how we doing?
Yeah, no, I just seeing a comment. Arizona Rocker, is anyone else dealing with some severe skipping? We're looking beautiful on our end. Rumble's looking good. Check that internet.
Yes, make sure you check your internet because we are doing great. And people are asking about Last Call. People want Last Call back. Last Call will be back tomorrow. And we have a great show with brand new guests. We have some ladies we have women. We have new ladies coming on the road. People want the ladies on the show. So we're going to be getting some new guests, and it's going to be great. Last Call is expanding and growing, and so is this show, and we're so grateful for it. And people are saying, I like Dark Crispy. That's, today, that's the theme of the show today. It's Dark Crispy.
Chill.
Breaking out the all black. It's that's, like Dino.
That
like,
term's been ruined Brandon. By Brandon.
It's dark. Yeah, he ruined it. So, you know, there you go. All right, Frankie, how about we roll back into it?
Rolling on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. I mean, literally, this is the epicenter of the political universe right now. as President Trump has been found guilty in a kangaroo sham trial. And if you want to talk about a guilty verdict, I mean, just look all around the world of this happening. And they said it would never happen in the United States of America. I think we told ourselves that the Democrats were capable of very dark things, but not quite capable of this. I mean, but they're showing that they're capable of anything at this point. Import the third world, become the third world in every single sense. But I got to tell you, President Trump, as he's about to take the stage, if you're watching live right now, he's about to take the stage at Trump Tower and have a news conference at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So we're following that, obviously, 11 a.m. Eastern time. However, yesterday, President Trump seemed to be in good spirits following the ruling. And it's only a man like President Trump who can have this type of resolve because he's been through so much. Take a look at this report from the court yesterday in the midst of this chaos when the ruling was being handed down. Frankie, roll it.
We're told that Donald Trump had been smiling just ahead of the news after the judge alerted everyone that a verdict had been reached. We don't know what you read into.
So they say Trump was smiling. You know why he's smiling today? Do you know why he's smiling? Because he knew this was always going to be a sham. He knew that they would always find him and convict him guilty in this kangaroo sham court. He said it from the start. He said they would steal the election in 2020. They did. He said they would find him guilty in the sham court. They did. He said they would impeach him over a perfect phone call and phony Russia collusion. They did. He said that they were spying on his campaign. They did. And he's smiling right now because he knows that the public knows, and that now that he isn't held up in this court of law, this sham court of law, the court of injustice, that he can now go back on the campaign trail and instill this message to the public. Now, the radical left today is saying that President Trump is going to be on a vengeance tour, that he's on a tour of getting retribution for himself, and that if he gets back in office, he will, checks notes, use the justice system to persecute his political opponents. Again, do you see the fascist level of projection they are engaging in? It's right out of the Norm Eisen playbook. It's right out of the Podesta playbook. It's right out of the Clinton playbook. And they continue to do it right now with the people that are telling Biden Harris what to say and write. Let me tell you something. You know what should happen right now? If we had guts, we would play the game at their level. We would play the game at their level because we are smarter. We are more competent. We are tougher. We are more virtuous. We would play the game at their level with no mercy, and we would win. But many Republicans are weak and have sold out. Many Republicans in Congress today haven't said a word. My congressman, Congressman Chris Smith, looking on his social media, looking on his website, no statements, no nothing. A lot of milquetoast Republicans today are saying, well, the system is going to go to appeal and I'm still going to vote for Trump. Stop it. Realize the weight of the moment we are in. You fight fire with fire. And if you say you don't want to do that for the sake of bipartisanship, then what are you waiting for when it comes to bipartisanship? Those days are over. They dragged the country into an unrecognizable kangaroo court style. Do they have bipartisanship in Venezuela or in third world African countries where they use military force to impose their will and drag political opposition leaders before fake sham courts? That's where the term kangaroo court was coined. So are Republicans going to fight at their level? I think it's the only option left at this point. People saying, oh, Republicans shouldn't call for the future for us to do anything like this. We shouldn't make this a precedent. Hey, we've been saying that for the last 4, 5, 6 years, and they're not stopping. They're laughing at us. Oh, they're saying, don't set the precedent. We're just going to keep doing it until they can't undo it, and then they'll never get back in power, and they won't be able to clutch their pearls in power and say that they're not going to resort to that precedent. You can't say that if you never get back in charge, and that's what they're gunning for right now. You know what Republicans could do right now? You know what they should do? And what I'm about to say, if you still think this is alarming, well, then you've been manipulated by your local rhino or by the left. A district attorney in a red state must arrest Barack Hussein Obama immediately. Do it. They did it to Trump. They raided Mar-a-Lago. They arrested him four times. You got a laundry list of things Barack Hussein Obama is guilty of. A laundry list. Spied on Trump illegally. He killed his chef. He's guilty of many foreign war crimes. He's guilty of campaign finance malfeasance. He's guilty of so many improprieties. You want to talk about hush money? You want to talk about sexual improprieties? Talk to Larry Sinclair. Talk to so many others. Listen, you can indict a ham sandwich. They're proving it. So a district attorney needs to step up and arrest Barack Hussein Obama. And if you think that I'm just talking hyperbolically and I'm saying things that are crazy and outside the scope and beyond the pale, look what they've done to Trump. Why can they do it all to Trump and they can't do it to Barack Hussein Obama? Do it. Let him go to trial. Let him get arrested. Let him get dragged before the judge. Let a right-wing judge make bogus jury instructions. Let them violate Barack Obama's constitutional rights. And then let us Republicans go, you'll win it on appeal. Go ahead. Go do it on appeal. If you're innocent, it'll come out in the appeal process. Ha ha ha. Play the game at their level. Will they do it? Every member of Congress should be calling for this right now. Period. And you can do it, and they should do it. If I was in Congress, I would say it. Because at this point, you got to fight. No more pearl clutching. No more. We're not going to sink to their level. They're violating the Constitution and ripping it apart because they want the Constitution to be over. Listen to Todd Blanche here, President Trump's attorney throughout the trial, saying that President Trump's constitutional rights were grossly violated. Roll, Frankie.
You believe Donald Trump's constitutional rights were violated?
In many ways, yes.
How so?
Well, if you look at, for example, the gag order that was put in place, and you had a situation where President Trump, who's on the campaign trail and is trying to compete with voices that are saying things every day that he cannot respond to without the risk of being fined, which he was, or going to prison for violating it. That affects not only President Trump, that affects every voter, whether they're going to vote for President Trump or against President Trump. That affects every single voter in this country because they don't get to hear from the candidate. We very much disagree with that order. We appealed that as well. There was a lot about what happened over the past year that, you know, I sit here tonight, the verdict just came down today, but really there's a lot that's happened over the past year that I think that Americans should look very hard at. Just the whole way this case
It's happened for not just a year, but years. We've done nothing, nothing to fight it, nothing to blunt their force, nothing to get them to stop. And let me tell you something. They do it for multiple reasons. They do it to intimidate. They do it to turn the country into the third world. And they do it to deflect against what they're doing right now, breaking their own promises, creating a foreign war, plunging the country into chaos, laundering billions of dollars, creating hyperinflation, stoking a nuclear war. Then when they stoke the nuclear war, they're going to tell you Russia was crazy and Putin was Hitler and he was the aggressor and we were totally innocent and you weren't paying attention because you were looking at the Trump trial and stupid Republicans to go along with it because they're paid up by the defense lobby, and then meanwhile, Biden is secretly giving Ukraine permission to strike inside Russia with U.S. weapons. Remember when it was all for a defensive posture? Remember when it was all for a defensive purpose? Remember those lies? They say Russia's simultaneously the worst, most evil superpower that we should fear on the planet. At the same time, we're basically saying, go ahead, go in there, strike within the USA with our weapons, essentially us being involved in World War III via a proxy. When this all started, all your Republican members of Congress said, we're doing it for defensive purposes. And I said, this was coming. Many others said, Tucker Carlson, this was coming. So which is worse, being a lying, bloodlusting neocon or being so stupid that you didn't know that the Biden regime would do this once it started? Which is worse? Let me tell you guys. The public's waking up to this right now. The media won't show you this, but this is the scene outside Trump Tower yesterday in the minutes after the ruling, okay? And again, Trump Tower, we got people there right now. My friend Ben Berquam is there, Paul Ingrazia is there, Andrew Giuliani is there. Got friends who are there right now, who I'm talking to all of them right now about what's going on. But this was the show of support for Trump yesterday and today after the ruling. Frankie, roll this. All right, you see there, people coming out supporting Trump. And Trump came out and waved to the crowd and showed support for them. And the support is coming in not just in the form of numbers, but in the form of campaign donation numbers as well. President Trump's donation page crashed after a flood of donations in response to the verdict. You saw major players pledging their support for President Trump publicly, and the dam is breaking. Okay, the business leaders in this nation know that Biden has overplayed his hand. Silicon Valley, which goes 95% Democrat, you're seeing now leaders, okay, they're starting to break the dam and saying, I'm donating the max to Trump. They're saying that. Elon Musk is saying that he's, you know, basically going to be supporting Trump right now. He's come a long way. Went from Biden to kind of like not Trump, but something else. Now he's in for Trump. You see people saying Andrew Tate is going to donate $200,000. You see all these people pledging money. You see Lee Zeldin said he got $800,000 commitment right over the phone. I got people in New Jersey who said they want to hold a multi-million-dollar fundraiser for him. I mean, the support is pouring in from people of all walks of life. Not just, oh, the people they tell you are the MAGA extremists and the low IQ MAGA supporters. We're the highest IQ. We're the most elite. We are the smartest. They are the depraved third world sympathizing psychos who should be relegated to the dustbins of history. And we are going to do that. We are going to win. We are going to prevail. Anytime in the history of the world when things like this happened, there is a prevailing factor for people like us. And the sick, demented, small, weak, depraved people on the other side in history, they always go down. We're going to win. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah, we're going to win. We're going to win.
We are.
You don't know movies.
We are going to win so much that you might even get tired of winning. I was telling Frankie today, I do know all the mob movies, you know, and some of this is reminiscent.
All right, guys, Rocky,
I want to tell you guys about our next sponsors.
Come on.
Of course. Yes, I have seen Rocky. All the Rockies. I love Rocky. I love any movie that's like an Italian movie. So guys, I want to tell you guys about our sponsors here as we roll on, and our next sponsor of this broadcast right now are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Guys, heading over to iTargetPro.com right now. You see what they're doing to this country. You see the way it's becoming unrecognizable. You see the way that they will really sink to no depth when it comes to politically targeting you, when it comes to robbing our law enforcement of the resources that they need to protect you. They want mass scale chaos. They want it to get ugly. They want it to be crazy. So listen, you got to be able to defend your house. You got to be able to defend your property. You need your kids to be able to handle firearms. You need to be able to protect your ammo because they're going to do a supply chain and not allow you to get your ammo. So that's why you need an iTarget Pro right now. Guys, head over to iTargetPro.com right now and use your promo code Crispy for 10% off your order. It is a laser firearm home training system. Laser bullet loads into the chamber, dry fires, and syncs up with the target to track your accuracy in real time. Guys, it is the iTargetPro.com. And if you go to the website, iTargetPro.com, use promo code Crispy. You could again get these amazing cubes you see, the iTarget cubes or the traditional target, and you could shoot, track your accuracy like you see on the screen for different purposes, and be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. All right, guys, iTargetPro.com, let's go. And now word from our next sponsor, and our next sponsor of this program are our friends over at Collect45.com. Okay, guys, this is the last day of the Collect45.com massive 25% off special, okay? Last day of it. And what a historic day. You guys know in the future they're going to be making more of these coins that basically highlight the malfeasance and the historic moment we are in right now. So go subscribe to the newsletter at Collect45.com and go shop today because the value of silver right now is skyrocketing to 10-year highs. And as it skyrockets to 10-year highs, you can get silver coins, okay, with President Trump's with President Trump's most historic moments on them. Thank you, Frankie. With President Trump's, where did that go?
Oh, we love this. Even
know. We'll do it.
See,
after
this
the show.
Is a live show, baby.
With President Trump's most historic moments on them. So guys, collect45.com is the website. These are real silver coins. The value of silver is going up, so there are value in owning these physical silver coins. And you'll get 25% off. It's the greatest deal. And as the value of silver has gone up, the price of these coins have not gone up, okay? It's selling for what the price was when silver was much less expensive. So guys, go to click45.com and use your promo code Crispy for 25% off your order. Let's go, Frankie. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. And if you want a free one, there's one under Mike's desk if you could find the studio. What else we got? What do we got in the chat, people? Hey, Mike, Trump will win in November. Listen, we need that. We need that, Logan. Clinton and Obama has dirt on everybody in office. Yeah, that's why we got to get rid of him. Him and his lover, or some call him the chef, RIP. Hey, Frankie, nice shoes, or was that Mike's shoes, LOL? That's me. That's me. Lola's with Daddy over here.
Oh, okay, here we are. He's I'm back. Thank you, Frankie. Listen, the coin was like right under my chair.
Imagine thinking that mattered during a live show. We don't need it. Leave it on the floor.
Well, no, it was preventing, Frankie doesn't understand that it was preventing me from moving about freely in my chair. And if you're hosting a show and you can't move about freely in your chair like you have for 415 episodes, it might impact your ability to deliver. So listen, everybody, very appreciative of everybody on the show today. 212 City Kitty says Mike's hair looks great. Listen, you know, we're ready to go every single day. Tired 2023. I'm tired too. Annette Smith, great to see you. November 5th is the day of revenge. Absolutely. We get revenge by voting at the polls. They get revenge by burning down cities. Do you see a difference? Who are the fascists? Oh, but Trump's going to go after his political opponents, just like that Republican supporters are violent extremists who burned down the Capitol. Oh, that's right. There was no burning. There was velvet rope walking. A joke. Let's see. We got Steve Craw now arrest Biden for classified documents in his home as a senator. Listen, they should definitely be impeaching him. I'm telling you, there should be an impeachment of Biden happening simultaneously of an arrest of Obama. Play the game. That's what everybody should be saying right now, period. I want to thank everybody for a great audience today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are going to be, I guess, your entree into the President Trump press conference, which is going to be coming up in about 10 minutes. I think it's going to be carried here on LFA. So make sure you're tuning into that live. I think Jeremy's going to have it running and cut in and show it. So, guys, stay tuned for that. And without further ado, Frankie, I think we can do one more call for the Rumble. So, everyone, let's make it a big day. Let's get on the leaderboard because this has been a big show. And we're very appreciative of everybody supporting it. Our viewership is great. And again, it means a lot because you trust us with, very important times and giving you the important information when it matters most. So we appreciate that. And please, people say, I love the full screen view of Lola. I like the full screen view of Lola, too. Let's get one more time. Aw, that makes everybody a little happier on a tough day. Thank you, Lola. See what we have in the show? We have it all. We have it all for you. In the tough times. So let's roll on back into it, Frankie.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Now, listen, everybody, you guys see what's going on in this country right now, and it's not hard to finally conclude, if you didn't believe it then, well, you got to believe it now, that this is the future that the leftists want. The leftists want a future that does not resemble this country. The leftists want a future that robs you of the American dream. The leftists want a future that is an unrecognizable state when it comes to the United States of America. Just look back to the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, even up through the 80s and the 90s, okay, and during Trump's years for a little bit when we were getting back on track. They want to stifle the most basic premises of the American dream. And one of the most important aspects of it is, one, the ability to feel safe, okay, and free in your country. We see that going out the window. And the ability to start a family and own a home and live that dream. But people increasingly are unable to do it. As a matter of fact, the values of homes have outpaced inflation by like tenfold, and it is now almost essentially unattainable. Especially in swing states, voters are feeling like it's not even possible for them. Frankie, roll this report.
This election year in key battleground states, the keys to a first home may feel further out of reach.
Most normal people are pushed out of buying.
Whether housing, whether you're renting, everything's increasing.
Oh, it's outrageous right now. At this point, we're saying that we're probably not going to be able to move.
The housing market, up almost everywhere, is especially hot in Arizona.
Finish the sentence for me. The cost of housing is is too high right now. There's no question about that.
So people don't feel like they can own a home. You wonder, oh, maybe Biden might just be distracting you from the fact that he's doing this intentionally. Maybe Jen Psaki was telegraphing and saying things she shouldn't have. Maybe the radical left right now is going to essentially keep distracting you, and a large substrate of the population will keep going with it, and they will keep going with it because they want a population of dumbed down sheep who keep doing it and keep voting for it and keep going along with it until it's too late and there's no path of return. Just take a look at the students graduating this past week from New York University, one of the most elite institutions, they tell you, in the country. This is exactly what the left wants for a future. People like this, who are not capable of leading a comeback, who are not capable of getting America back on track, who are so swayed, so dumb, so out of it that they think they are doing things, but in reality, they are being led to their own demise and being led down a path where they will be forever debt slaves of the government. Frankie, roll this.
My name is Jacob, and my concentration is environmental science and sustainable business.
Hi, my name is Lex, and my concentration is the performance of self.
Hi, I'm Gabrielle. My concentration is creative direction, production, and narrative through the arts. Performance and written word.
Hi, my name is Karina Gummis, and my concentration is in journalism and Latin American studies with an emphasis in human rights, collective memory, and political violence.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Lee, and I study the sociology of environmental communication.
Hi, my name is Reed, and I study music business and gender studies.
Hi, my name is Dominique, and I studied care politics with a minor in disability studies.
My name is Elliot Wright, and my concentration is art.
Hey, Frankie.
Dude.
Frankie, my favorite one is a minor in political violence.
Dude.
What is that? So do you think the minor in political violence is learning about the BLM riots and the burning down of cities and churches? Or do you think they're like insurrection study? I mean, I didn't even know that was a topic in the classrooms.
Listen,
these days, Frankie.
Dude, like, you know, NYU's actually, I was looking at NYU for film school, okay? But I wasn't allowed in because, you know, I'm not black. Oh, sorry. But this is Gallatin, which is their school of individual studies. And I always wondered, like, what do you actually study? It's like all of these majors are like, it's just absolutely irrelevant socialist nonsense. It's insanity. I mean, they're really, what are you learning? No, you're learning nothing. But they're also getting the worst of the worst because it's all inclusivity, you know, diversity, inclusion. I mean, these people are never going to get a job. It's insane.
It's a joke. And by the way, and it's absolutely true, Frankie, and Frankie would have been amazing in film school, as you can see. Trump is not live yet. For those asking, I'm following the feed from our friends and over at RSBN. And Trump is not live yet, so we're going to continue to talk and give you the updates, but Trump is not live yet. He has not taken the podium. You guys know Trump is always late. He's never early because he wants to build the anticipation. So Trump is not live yet. But as you can see there, this is the future that the left wants. They want a dumbed down voting block of sheep. They want to make it unrecognizable. Let me tell you something right now. Men under the age of 30 right now are like 70% in for Trump. It's actually wild how the young demographic right now is going overwhelming for Trump. So we're getting there. We're winning. We're going to keep following it. Stay tuned here. We're going to take a quick break before we wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
Rolling, Mike.
Ba-boom. Rolling. All right, everybody. Want to thank you all very much. Want to thank you guys for a great day. Want to thank you guys for tuning into this broadcast today. We're so grateful for it. Make sure you guys are rumbling. And please do me a favor and share this video everywhere. Share this video everywhere. And if you want to follow me, where we are posting real-time updates, follow me on X, okay, at MikeCrispyNJ. I do X posts or tweet, as they say, a lot during the day, so you can get my instant analysis and updates on X. We love X, so go there right now and make sure you are following me on X. And producer Frankie has an X account, but oh, look at Frankie breaking back the
throwback.
Old school.
Throwback.
We don't even have a Facebook anymore. We're trying to get it back from Ben. Look, the Twitter logo. That's amazing. All right, guys. And do not forget our last sponsor of the show today and our last sponsor of this broadcast are our friends over at Done With Debt. Guys, go to donewithdebt.com right now. It's donewithdebt.com right now. Donewithdebt.com right now. See how on point I am when I can go that fast and say it perfectly? That means Mike Crispy's on point. So guys, donewithdebt.com are your debt relief strategists. If you're dealing with any type of debt right now, just know that you didn't cause it. You didn't have the credit card companies jack up their interest rates. You didn't cause this rampant inflation. These are called debt traps. And if you don't get out from under it right now, the debt traps will eat you alive. So I implore you all, if you were dealing with any financial problems right now, to contact our friends on over at Done With Debt right now. They are brilliant debt relief strategists. First thing they do is they stand between you and your bill collectors. And the second thing they do is they have a consultation with you to devise a strategy of, so cute. No cute dogs included in Done With Debt. They devise a strategy, okay, to get you out from under the debt trap and get you protected back onto good financial health, okay? So guys, donewithdebt.com is the website. Go there right now. Tell them LFA TV sent you. And some people are saying, some of us are new users on X. Yes. So a lot of people were bashing Elon Musk. At the beginning, we were skeptical, but at this point, Elon Musk has totally won me over, okay? He's in for Trump. He has done a very good job on X overall. Now, you can't do it all at once, and you can't be like, there's some tact involved when you're dealing with the deep state. So he's done a good job. He's brought Alex Jones back. He's brought Trump back. He's done all these good things. We like X. Follow me on X at Mike Crispy NJ, like your favorite state of your favorite, okay, Paizon podcaster. All right, Frankie, let's roll right back into it.
And we are rolling on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York as we are awaiting President Trump's press conference in the atrium of Trump Tower. We're going to keep following that for you. But in the meantime, there is another trial that is going on right now, and that is the trial of Hunter Biden. Now, Hunter Biden isn't on trial for all the things he would be on trial for if we were living in a fair country. He should be on trial for his foreign espionage, for lobbying foreign governments unregistered, for crimes at the highest level of treason in collusion with his father that would directly implicate him, 10% for the big guy, the laptop from hell, the hookers, the cocaine, the drugs, the crack, the shaking down of other oligarchs, thus making him a more vicious, violent, powerful oligarch. 10% for the big guy, Tony Bobulinski, Devin Archer.
Abusing his niece, yeah. You know. Can't ignore that one.
Yeah, possibly stripper baby. I mean, but Hunter Biden is on trial for a gun charge. Now, he's on trial for a gun charge, which, again, is a cop-out. It's the justice system continuing to be broken and third world. They got to do something, so they do this. It's a face-saving measure. It is BS. But Hunter Biden now is suing Fox News for calling him a degenerate crackhead. I have a question. Where is the lie? How can you sue somebody for stating an absolute fact? Is he a degenerate? Well, every single piece of the evidence of the laptop, which is now confirmed real, would infer that he's a degenerate. And if you want to call him a crackhead, I mean, he has known substance abuse problems, what they always say about him whenever they deflect from his violent, vicious, corrupt SOB behavior. So that would then make him a crackhead.
He lost all his teeth from the crack.
And so then what are they suing? What are they suing on? And how about Shannon Bream? Well, none of this is motivated by Joe Biden. You know what? You can never get anywhere by being quote-unquote bipartisan. Those days are over. You're either with President Trump fully and unequivocally willing to fight at their level to take back the country, or you're against us. And we have just gotten started on that path, but we're going to win. All right, guys, want to thank you all for a very historic episode and tuning in. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you back live next week. Thank you very much.